Most Memorial Day ceremonies and events pay tribute to all members of the military who have died in service to the nation. But there are also events that pay tribute to individuals. And one such event is taking place this coming weekend in honor of Army Staff Sergeant Kyle Warren. He was killed in Afghanistan's Helmand province in 2010. Sergeant Warren was a rugby enthusiast. So each year, his former team, the Amaskig Rugby Club of Manchester, plays a rugby team from Fort Drum, New York, in his honor. Joining me with more on the match is Alexander Gatsoulis of the Amaskig Rugby Club. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Several things kept coming up as I read about Kyle Warren and his life. People described him as a large guy with an even larger personality. Is that what he was like as a rugby player, too?
Oh, absolutely. Kyle was a very large individual. You know, he stood about 6'4", 6'5", 240, 250 pounds, and just all muscles. So he really was a larger-than-life character out on the field, and even more so off the field, absolutely. He had a huge heart, and we took advantage of that because, you know, we got to rib him a lot because of it.
So how did this annual rugby match come together as a memorial for him?
After we learned that Kyle was killed in Afghanistan, we ended up having a kind of a memorial ceremony at one of the American Legions in Manchester. His best friend and one of my good friends as well, Justin Baverka, asked me if the rugby club would do something. It didn't take long from there to figure out that, you know, the best way to honor Kyle was to have a match in his honor, and we wanted to work with a military side and preferably one that he actually had ties with, and lo and behold, we actually found one in Fort Drum, and they've been on board ever since.
This is the fourth year that your team has played this team from Fort Drum. How has that relationship grown over time?
We're pretty close, to be honest with you. Each year that we've done it, we've just grown more and more comfortable with one another. One of the bigger tournaments that takes place over the summer up in Saranac Lake, New York, we've actually combined with some of the Fort Drum players to have a team up there, and they've come and helped us out and to play. So a great friendship and tradition has grown out of it.
It sounds like this is a guy who left an impression wherever he went.
One of my favorite pictures, if you do a Google search of Kyle Warren, Staff Sergeant Kyle Warren, one of my favorite images of him, which I think perfectly encapsulates who he was as a human being, was he's over in Afghanistan. He's this big guy with a bushy red beard, and he's smiling and laughing, holding two children in his arms. It brought a tear to my eye because that really shows who he was as a human being. Not the big, tough rugby guy, but the man who had a compassionate heart and really cared for other people.
Alexander, thanks for your time today. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you for having me.